Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
That's exciting. You know, it's always exciting for me to come out to a live audience. You know, I wish I could do it every week of the rest of my life. But I just can't afford to keep paying you fuckers to show up. You know, there's not a whole lot in the news this week. Yeah, except for those terrible fucking VMAs. Is that like an STD? But the VMAs on the MTV, the acronym network. I don't understand how it's even legal for a station that doesn't play videos to give out a video music award. They had to change the name of the show to the Skanky Reality Show Retard Award. Because that's all they got on that fucking network. My first guest is the co-creator of the Pulitzer Prize winning podcast, Hoofcast. And of course, the creator of Talkin' with Walkin'. Yeah, give it up. Apparently, his show is coming back on the intranets, the intratube, airwaves, inner tube, the inner tubes. And they've also put out a new comedy album. Ladies and gentlemen, the creator of Talkin' with Walkin', Patrick Thornsberry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Oh, God!
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. This is overwhelming. Thank you all. You're too kind. Yeah, just sit your ass down, funny man. Christopher, how you doing? All right. So, why should anybody give a shit about you?
Well, Christopher, I just thought I'd come onto the show, and, you know, your audience has always embraced our show, and likewise going the other way, so...
I'm fucking bored already. Get to the fucking point.
Well, as you know, I do a show called Hoofcast. It's a podcast similar to this, except way better.
Don't fucking take his side, you motherfuckers. This is my show. I'll be damned if this motherfucker's gonna upstage me on my own goddamn show. Well, get on with it, fuckhead.
Sorry, Christopher. Anyways, I do a show called Hoofcast. Second season starts on October the 1st. And I encourage everybody to go out and download the old episodes of Hoofcast. There's 24 of them that have come out so far, so you should check those out. Also, we've put out a new comedy album entitled Warning May Cause Explosive Diarrhea.
Clever, huh? Hey, is this your show or my show? You're hogging all the fucking mic time.
I'm sorry again, Christopher. You could check out the podcast on iTunes, Zune, any site online that does podcasts, pretty much. You can check out the album also on iTunes, Zune, CD Baby, I think is the cheapest price, $5, and also Amazon.com. There's literally tens of places to go find it.
Would you stop laughing at his stupid jokes? The motherfucker isn't even funny. I've been on that show several times. It's fucking terrible.
All right, well, I've brought a clip if you're interested in hearing it, Christopher.
Is this another one of those ones where the fucking Eskimos stuff shit up in their asses? Yeah, real fucking intelligent. Smartest goddamn show on the internet by far.
No, Christopher. We spared you the Eskimo treatment this time. I won't spoil the surprise. This is a clip from season 2 of Hoofcast. Thank you all for listening to both Hoofcast and Talkin' with Walkin'.
The following takes place between 3:35 p.m. and 3:37 p.m. Yeah. Work, Dad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't choke on it, baby. Don't choke.
Am I doing this right?
Oh, yeah, you're doing good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me hit that from the back for a little bit, baby.
Oh, yeah? You wanna fuck it?
Oh, yeah, baby. I wanna tear into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Yeah. Oh.
Ryan.
Oh, shit.
What's all that sound?
It's nothing, Grandma. I'm just watching an action movie.
What's that?
I said I'm watching an action movie.
Who's in there with you?
It's nobody, Grandma. It's Sylvester Stallone.
Huh?
It's an action movie.
Action who?
Just go away.
What are all those squishing noises?
It's nothing. I'm eating Jell-O.
I'm coming in.
No, don't.
Why do you always lock the door?
No, just stay out. It's a really bloody action movie.
You said you didn't mind.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh. Well, have you seen your cousin Samantha?
No.
All right, well, that's our show for this week. This motherfucker took up all of my goddamn time. I'll see you next week, douchebags.